It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. Remember when your mom said if you kept making that face, it would stay that way? It's comedian Joe Mackey. Oh, I hate myself for that one. She's proof that good things come in drawl packages. Fox Business Network anchor Degan McDowell. She always calls the shots, and it's always cheap whiskey she stole from a hobo. Host of Sincerely Cat on Fox Nation, Cat Tim. And a pool stick is his toothpick. My massive sidekick and host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, Tyrus.
Howard.
No, I know. Tyrus was egging me on to say something completely cancelable. He wants me to get canceled, but I'm not going to do it. Speaking of being canceled, Dagan, a lot of canceling this week. It wasn't just Gina Carino. There was a lot of people who lost their jobs.
Yeah, I can't keep up. I call it cancellation creep. It's growing like kudzu.
Yeah.
Like what gets you banished
yes.
from culture or from your job is the list is growing. A very good friend of ours
yes.
who is very liberal discovered to much chagrin that the red shoelaces, the jazzy, cute red shoelaces that he'd put on his hiking boots are a sign of white supremacy.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I who knew?
How, who called him out
I
on
knew.
This?
Probably some sort of like woke enforcement
yeah.
person
yeah.
called him that.
Yeah.
So I've made a list
mm-hmm.
of things that need to be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Elmo.
Mm.
Elmo loves you. No, he doesn't.
No.
He's red. Toe.
Yeah.
That is MAGA. That is mega MAGA.
That is yep. true.
All
mega,
of Tampa,
MAGA.
Florida. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady plays for the Buccaneers. You can't root for somebody who is friends with Donald Trump. You should cancel all the Patriot fans as well.
Right.
Well, let me get out of here.
Golf.
Yes.
And golfers. Trump loves golf. Trump owns golf courses. Mm-hmm. You know, golf shoes equal jack boots.
The VW golf.
Yes. That should be canceled, too. Terrible automobile.
Yes.
So there's my list. But Elmo, gone. Off with his head.
Yeah. It's about time, Joe. What do you make of this whole Nazi cancellation? Well, any cancellation.
Well, when I saw that the words cancel and Mandalorian were in the same sentence, I got excited thinking that they'd canceled Mandalorian. Congratulations, Dizzy. You've cured my addiction to Star Wars. Where were you when I camped out for Phantom Menace tickets? But the interesting thing is they can take away her livelihood, but the people taking away her livelihood, they're still stuck in that system where they have to live by this rigid, ever-changing conformity that makes less and less sense. It's almost like they kicked her out of their own prison. The only problem is it's America's still a nice prison.
Yes. Mm. That is actually, that's a brilliant point, because every morning they still have to watch their backs.
Gina's free.
She's free. She's free. And I've noticed that there are people who get canceled, end up moving on and doing way better things and actually being happier. If they're canceled for the wrong things, if they're not canceled for the wrong things, then it's different. Kat, what is your take on this?
Yeah, well, look, obviously not fair to compare, you know, Nazi Germany yeah. to the United States now. The thing is, though, we could not have a more clear example of someone who got fired for being a Republican.
Yes.
Because a guy on the same movie mm-hmm. compared Trump's immigration policies to Nazi concentration camps.
Right. Yeah.
He's not canceled. Okay. And, you know,
good point.
Disney came out and said that they do not support, you know, denigrating people for, you know, their race or their religion. First of all, that's not what she was doing, okay? She was a celebrity with a trash political opinion. If we canceled everyone for that, there would be no movies.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what does qualify as that would be ethnic cleansing, perhaps? Mm-hmm. So maybe if Disney truly cared, they wouldn't, you know, kiss the asses of the Chinese Communist Party so
yeah.
much that they got a special thanks at the end of Mulan. It could not be more transparent
yeah.
than this example. She was fired because she's a Republican. I'd almost have respect if they just said it.
I heard when she was fired, the Uyghurs were like, thank you, Disney.
Exactly.
Thank
exactly
you so much for standing up for us.
Exactly my point. Yes.
Yes. All right, Tyrus, you can choose from any topic you like, well, including how awful I looked back in 2007.
You look taller, but that's... So we're for sure 5 days a week, right?
Yes, yes.
Right, hold on. Sorry. I'm sorry. You know I never do this.
Yeah, you never do this.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Daddy. Can I talk to Mommy real quick? Uh-huh. Yeah, it's me. I ain't never coming home. All right. So, what was your question?
I don't think there needs to be a question.
That's how you cancel.
That's how you can, exactly.
That's how you cancel.
I think you canceled your whole family. You canceled your
own. When you say it like that.
Yeah. You know, the good news is they're probably going to get a podcast. Because that's what happens after you're canceled. You get a podcast.
Yeah. Was that worse than Hitler?
That might have been worse than Hitler. Oh, my God.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
If he tells you he's John Hamm, it's most likely a scam. The Federal Trade Commission says romance scams cost people more than $300 million in 2020. That's a lot of money, Joe. It's up 50% from the year before, back in the days when you could size up the jerk in person. With all the isolation we've endured, there's worry more people could fall victim to catfishing. That's when someone uses a fake profile and convinces the mark to send them money. Cops say some grifter convinced a 63-year-old woman on Instagram that he was Bruno Mars and was so in love with her he wanted to quit his tour to be with her. And also, can you send me 10 grand for tour expenses? All told, fake Bruno bilked her of $100,000. Who was this man? Yes. If you see him, don't handle him on your own. Call the police. The FTC says be wary of anyone who shows an interest in you but refuses to meet you in person. Mm. Story of my life. And never, ever send money to someone you've never met. But it seems they forget to mention the biggest scam of all happening this weekend. Valentine's Day. What a waste of paper and candy. Kat?
Yes?
Pro, anti-Valentine's Day?
Yeah, look, it's annoying when, you know, the chicks are super into it with the posts of the flowers and like my best boyfriend ever and my partner in crime. So like, but also guys who are like, what, I gotta buy her flowers? So it's all dumb.
Great impression of guys, by the way.
Yeah, that's exactly what any man talks. That's what I hear.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. But the scammer thing, at first I was like, how could you be that dumb to just like send your, but then I realized I've been scammed out of money by men using far less sophisticated methods. Right? Like, they'll just be like, I would love to go out, but I don't have any money. And next thing you know, you're living at your apartment and you don't even like the guy. And it's like, why is there a Marvel movie on my TV?
I don't miss those stories anymore.
No, I'm doing
those
great
are,
now.
Those are in your past.
Thankfully, yeah.
Do you know, Dagan, the great thing about married to a Russian like me, there is no Valentine's Day unless it's made of wood. That's a Yakov Smirnoff throwback. I figured you would enjoy it.
Work for him. Then
yeah. Remember? Everything was made of wood.
I know Yakov Smirnoff.
I just thought it was their Valentine's in Russia. Valentine's Day made of wood. Come on, America. All right. Just say whatever you want.
I have a way for people not to get scammed because all relationships, all romance is about receiving gifts, never giving them, even cash donations. So it's only a one-way street coming in, intake only. Mm. There is no shipping, only receiving.
I know.
So you can exchange maybe some physical favors like clipping a guy's toenails, never give him any actual money or gifts.
Ugh.
What?
You just put an image in my head that I have to get out by talking to Joe. Joe, have you ever been scammed?
Greg, I'm scammed in every relationship. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it works out. One time, I think a lady was just going out with me for the free dinners.
Yeah.
But the joke's on her because I was just I was using her to eat at Denny's, you know, with someone else. Oh. Matt, you know, Greg, I'm not having a great performance this show, and I blame it on last week's guests.
You know what? I'm with you. Me too.
Tyrus, ever been scammed?
Have I ever been scammed?
Yes.
Well, after what Dagan just said, yeah, a lot. Here's the deal. First of all, people who get catfished, it's their arrogance.
Mm.
It's ridiculousness. Yeah. People who allow themselves... Have you ever talked to anyone? Have you ever seen
codependency? But
it's when they on the internet, not some guy in your face promising you gold and he doesn't even have. But anyway, I digress. But the point, like your arrogance allows you to think that Bruno Mars is going to call you for some money, you know, and that your arrogance is that if you let's say on a good day you're a 4.5, but for some reason a 12 with one post and 8 pitchers is telling you that they want to see you, but their phone's broken.
Right.
There's this broken.
This is happening to me.
You know,
a lot.
And people, their arrogance, of course, it's got to be real. It's me. Like, sometimes we need to take accounting for ourselves. And
half of my Instagram followers, I noticed, have only posted once, and there are all these hot stock photos of women.
Yeah.
I've never looked. I decided to look, and I'm going like, who are these people? And I click on them. It's like one post. No followers.
Nope. And things like, hi.
Yes, hi.
How are you?
Yes.
You're handsome.
Poorly.
You had me at high.
Yes.
You know.
If you are high, you respond. Yeah. They hope you're drunk. This has happened. Do you know that I came up, you know, that was a Valentine's Day scam. I have a Christmas scam already planning for Christmas. Email children and tell them Santa won't come unless you give daddy and mommy social security numbers. How's that?
Huh? I like it.
Yeah. All right. I'm disgusted with myself. Thanks to Joe Mackey, Dagan McDowell, Kat Tiffin, Tyrus. I'm Greg Gutfeld, and thank you for watching this show. We're going daily.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.